is my prayer this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. I know we've been going through a series recently on the 23rd Psalm, and I'm going off track from that today. Curiously enough, I skipped a passage when we were recently doing the Sermon on the Mount. I skipped a passage, and I was all concerned because there was something that I felt I needed to preach on today. And then I got all concerned because it's like, oh, wait, that's in the Sermon on the Mount. I preached that just like a couple months ago. And then I discovered that I missed that part. So you're going to get it now. On the front of your bulletins, there's a picture of a sales receipt. I don't know if you've seen this in any of the news media you've been watching or looking at recently, but there's a little diner. It's called Mary's Gourmet Diner. It's down in North Carolina. And they offer a 15% discount off your bill if the wait staff catches you praying before your meal. How about that? Isn't that nice? Or should I say, they used to. About a week ago, a person who worked at a Christian radio station happened to notice this on their bill. And this is their bill. Their bill came to $40.50, and they got $6.07 taken off their bill because the waitress caught them praying. And, well, this person thought that this was really neat, so they posted this picture on, I don't know if it was Facebook or Twitter or whatever kind of computer, internet's media they use, and because they thought that was pretty neat. That's a really great way for someone to help encourage people, because it's important that we pray. I'm the pastor, and I'm telling you right now, it's important that we pray. And then somebody got mad, and Mary, who runs Mary's Gourmet Diner, was contacted by lawyers from the Freedom from Religion Foundation, who informed Mary that it is against the law to offer a discount to people of a specific religious group. Well, it turns out that Mary doesn't really care what religious group you're affiliated with. I mean, she's a Christian. Okay, and she was offering this discount to anybody who prays before their meal, whether they be a Christian, whether they be a Jew, whether they be a Muslim, a Buddhist, or whatever, whoever prays before their meal or takes time to meditate and give thanks for what they're receiving. It doesn't matter to her who it is you're praying to as long as you're praying. But the lawyers at the Freedom from Religion Foundation find this offensive, threatened her with a lawsuit, and since it's just a little tiny diner, she can't afford to take on the lawsuit. So now she has posted a sign on the door apologizing for anyone she may have offended and saying that this discount will no longer be available. And that's why I'm wearing my angry face today. Although, quite honestly, I'm starting to get over this. You know, I'm convinced. You know how in the gospel stories, when Jesus was out eating with sinners and tax collectors, I'm pretty sure today he'd be eating with sinners and lawyers. But it's terrible that, you know, somebody's got to go and ruin this for everybody and make this lady feel bad about this. But the thing that really gets me is I've been following this closely, and I try to stay away from news because the news really tends to make me angry, and it tends to frustrate me, and it tends to irritate me. But I've been following this story, and one of the things I found really interesting was in a Christian journal, they talked about the fact that it's kind of curious that they would offer this discount for public praying because of the fact that praying in public is prohibited according to Matthew 6, verse 5. Now, I read that and I thought, praying in public is prohibited in the Bible? It's not. The scripture verses I have listed in the bulletin, by the way, are incorrect. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6 says, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now they're talking here about something completely different than praying for your meal in public. They're talking here about people who will like stand up and make a big show about prayer. Because apparently that was going on in Jesus' day. People would go into the synagogue and they would stand there and they would just shout their prayers so that everybody could hear. And well, it still goes on today. It still goes on today. Occasionally you'll come across a group where, you know, there will be this prayer that will go on and on. I've known some pastors who are really good at that. They can pray and pray and pray and pray. And it just seems like maybe they're saying the same thing over and over again, because they probably are. But what's going on? But it happens. And prayer can be so simple. Especially, for example, let's talk about praying over meals. You know, our family prays over our meals. I mean, sometimes we pray on our own, but we often pray together. And somebody leads us in the prayer. And it's okay for that prayer to be simple. As simple as, rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub, yay God. You thank God for our food. We thank God for all things. And it's important to pray. It is important to pray. It's important to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17 just says, pray continually. You know, we should always be giving thanks. We should always be in a state of prayer. And when we go out to restaurants, we pray in the restaurant. You know, I don't care if I never get a 15% discount, although, you know, I'm in favor of a 15% discount. But if they're going to charge me 15% more for praying in the restaurant, I'm okay with that, because I'm going to pray and they're not going to stop me. I give thanks to God for the food I'm going to receive. I ask Him to bless it to the nourishment of my body, to the furtherment of His kingdom on earth. I ask Him to bless the hands that prepared the meal for me. And I ask God to bless the hands that delivered it to me. Because let's face it, if the food's no good, I'm not going back. And if the service is bad, I'm not going back. There's restaurants we've stopped going to because the food's been bad or because the service has been bad. I'm thankful for those things. I know Robin's thankful because she doesn't have to cook that meal. We have so much to be thankful for, and we give thanks in the restaurant. Someone was telling me this morning about they were at a restaurant just the other day with some friends, and they were praying when their meal was delivered, and the waitress stood there and prayed with them. Good. That's good. We have these opportunities for prayer, and then the great thing is that we take this time to pray in public, and okay, I'm not saying we make a big show about it. You know, I'm hoping there was nobody at Mary's Gourmet Diner saying, "Oh, waitress, we're getting ready to pray over here. Mark us down for our discount." I hope that wasn't going on. I don't know if it was or not. I just hope it wasn't, because that's what Jesus was talking about. People looking for that recognition. And I know when he says that the hypocrites have received their reward, they're not talking about the 15%. They're looking for attention. I don't do it for attention, but if somebody's going to notice me, then hopefully they're going to think. Hopefully they're going to think that, oh, maybe he's got courage. You know, I love God, which is good because I'm the pastor, but to have the courage, to have the unashamedness to pray in public. I know there was a time on one of our Kairos weekends, we had come out of the prison in the evening and we spend the night sleeping on the floor of a church. And there's a group of support people there at the church to feed us when we come back. And we got back one night and we were all very tired. It had been a long day, as they tend to be. And someone asked Father Gary, who was an Anglican priest who was with us, to please bless the food. So he walked over to the buffet table that our churches are so popular for. Nice big spread, beautiful food waiting for us, because the food in prison's not that good. He walks over to the buffet table and does one of these, and then starts filling his plate. He just blessed the food. No big prayer, just blesses the food. It doesn't need to be extravagant. It doesn't need to take a long time. We just give thanks. And they talk about us in this scripture verse, going to your room, closing the door, and praying to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. There are times when it is important for us to pray alone and to pray privately. That's true. It doesn't, like I say, it doesn't need to be a public spectacle. It shouldn't be a public spectacle. I think that we need to remember the fact that people watch us, and hopefully they identify, hopefully if they identify us as Christians, they'll come to realize that we are, that the way we behave is desirable. If people look at you and think, so that's what a Christian does, are you doing the right thing? Are you doing the right thing at the time? Are you not being a jerk? Because if people look at you and you're acting like some kind of a jerk, they're going to think, well, that's what a Christian does. Oh, I don't want that. Or are you, as an ambassador of Christ, as an ambassador of heaven, are they looking at you and thinking, that's what I want. That's how I want to live my life. That's how I want to be. I know one of the men we were talking to in prison, he was there. He didn't want the faith part of Christianity. He wanted the ethics. He wanted to be a good man. So he came and listened to hear what we have to say, and he walked away. He's probably not a good man, but he walked away understanding Christ, and he walked away forgiven because he sought forgiveness. If we get down to it, the fact is that we're not really that good, but we're forgiven, and we try. We have a motivation to try to be better. We need to remember, as we're in public, as we're showing ourselves to the world as Christians, that we're being watched, whether we believe it or not. I know when I first became a pastor, the first thing I got to do in an official capacity was an Ash Wednesday service. We were using a little church down in the North Boroughs, and I wanted to do the service early in the morning. It's important for me, you know, thinking about the ashes because of the fact that you're supposed to wear the ashes around all day. And most Ash Wednesday services are at night. So I wanted to have one early, early in the morning so that people could still go to work. Before people went to work, they could go to work and have their ashes. So I went and I did the service, and I went to work afterwards, have a little day job at the bank. And I was wearing my clergy collar, and I didn't even think to take it off when I was done with the service. And I went to the bank with my clergy collar on. It's a back office job. I mean, I don't deal with customers. Imagine going up to your teller and they got the thing. They might throw you off a little bit. We do back office processing. Nope, not face to face with customers. I noticed people were looking at me funny, and I didn't quite get why. And then one guy in another department, I'd spoken to him on occasion. He comes up to me and says, you know, if anybody else here was wearing that, I'd wonder. But I'm not surprised that you're wearing it. And I took that as a compliment. I hope that's how he meant it. I took that as a compliment. Although someone later in my department came up to me and said, why are you dressed like a priest? We have this persona out in the world, this way people see us. And maybe it does or doesn't get us a discount. But you know what? It is okay to pray in public. I remember when Robin and I were in high school, there was a teacher who opened his classroom before school started for students who wanted to get together and do Bible study or prayer. There were clubs that would meet before school started, and different teachers would open their classrooms to them for this. This was a math teacher, and he opened his classroom. He said, if you want to come in to the classroom and pray together or study the Bible, come on in and do that. You got some time before school starts. He didn't lead anything. All he did was open his door because the teachers were not allowed to lead anything like this. He got fired. He got fired for letting kids come into his room and pray. He didn't lead it. He didn't pray with us. He sat at his desk, and knowing him, I'm pretty sure he was praying with us, but not with us. And somebody got offended, so he got fired. People are too easily offended, which is why I get my angry face on. But it's okay to pray. Wherever you are, it's okay to pray. I mean, for goodness sakes, this is America. It's not illegal yet. And when it is, I'm going to be going into prison ministry full time, because that's where I'm going to end up, because I'm not going to stop. They said the kids weren't allowed to pray in the schools. Back in our day, the kids started going out and praying around the flagpole before school started. Does anybody here remember when you used to pray in school? Did you used to do that? I don't think we ever actually had school-led prayer in our day with me and Robin, but they certainly don't do it, I'm sure, with Ruby. I don't think you guys don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore, do you? Yeah? Good. There's hope. It's okay to pray. And it's okay if people see you. And God bless them if they want to give you a discount.
Amen. Who can live in your sanctuary? Oh, Lord, who can walk on your...
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church, or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And I think our good and final word today is prayer. Prayer is a good thing. We need it in our lives. We're told to do it continually, and we need not be ashamed. It's okay to pray in public. It's not okay to be a nuisance, but it's okay to pray quietly. And it doesn't matter who sees you, as long as you're not doing it to make yourself look good. We pray for God's behalf. We pray for ourselves. But our prayers to Him are for Him. They're not for the people around us, not for whoever might be watching. They just happen to see. If good comes of that, then good. And if they're offended or annoyed, that's their problem. This service is over. Your service must now begin. Go from this place prayerful and unashamed and blessed. Amen.